You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, God's holy days and how they all point to Jesus. Every single one. We know when Jesus came to the earth, he came to die for our sins so we could have eternal salvation, live forever with him in God's kingdom. He taught his followers true Christianity, something that's not even resembled by today's churchianity. I'm sorry, but Satan has deceived the world, and there's only one place in East Tennessee where you can get the truth, and you're listening to our show right now today. You can contact us. We'll give you information at the end of the show. What day are we talking about today? The eighth day, Leviticus 23, verse 36. Into this, halfway through the verse says, on the eighth day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a sacred assembly. You shall do no customary work on it. That means it's a Sabbath. It's a holy day. What is this day all about? God's holy days show us his plan of salvation. If you don't observe God's holy days, you don't understand God's plan of salvation, because this is how it's laid out to us. When Jesus returns, the faithful are resurrected, and those alive are given immortality. 1,000 years, he sets his kingdom up. Revelation 20, verse 5. Let's look and see what happens after the 1,000 years. I referenced that a couple shows ago. Revelation 20, verse 5 says, but the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. So, folks, you want to be in the first resurrection. Everybody else is dead. They're still in the ground, and they're laying there for 1,000 years. Verse 7, now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. What's going on here? Satan is turned loose. After 1,000 years, there's a general resurrection where billions of people that never had a chance, never had made a knowing choice to accept Jesus as their Savior, choose him. And Satan deceives some of them and convinces them that they can go to war and fight against them. Revelation 20:11, then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which are written in the books. This is the great white throne judgment, folks. It hasn't happened for people that are already dead. This is in the future, after the 1,000 years, after Jesus' return. Verse 13. The sea gave up the dead, and those who were in it, death and Hades, were delivered up to death, and those who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to their works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is a death. It's not an ever-burning hellfire, never ends, over and over and over and over and over. Quit accepting lies. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.